Welcome to another edition of Lying on the Beach on Camera, also known as LOBOC. I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman Hess.
And with David, here's your cue. Oh, wait, what goes with you? David, who are you with? David, introduce yourself.
David Nieves,
engineer. And our extra special guest today is an inventor, and you know, as the author of Gadget Nation, my book is all about inventors, garage inventors, and Eli is a great example of that. He's right there. That's Eli Packows of North Miami. He's an inventor, as I just mentioned. And really, when he sees a problem, he can't sleep until he finds a solution. His latest invention is going to really surprise you. He invented what he calls a faster, more perfect water flosser. In just 10 seconds, Eli says, your mouth will be cleaner than it's ever been before. Is that statement false or tooth? Oh, painful, painful line. We'll find out because we're going to talk to Eli right now. Eli, welcome to Lying on the Beach. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. It's awesome to be here.
So I have to first ask, of all the problems in the world, why was water flossing the one you felt you needed to tackle?
Well, I mean, like most people, I want to take care of my teeth. And then when it comes to actually doing it, especially right before bed, it seems like quite a daunting task. And so while I'm there, I was just thinking to myself, you know, I really wish there was just a device that flossed for me. And, you know, that would have been it. But then the next day, someone said the same thing. And then the day after that, somebody said, man, I wish there was a device that flossed for me. And I'm like, everybody wants this device. There has to be a way to create a device that flosses all your teeth for you and can do it automatically and quickly.
So I think we should show the viewers so they know what we're talking about here, how this works. I think, David, you have some animation. So let's take a good look at how the InstaFloss washes your teeth, flosses your teeth automatically in 10 seconds. David, do you have that? There we go. Okay, he's going to put it up full screen, I think. There we go. Okay. So it goes around the two sides of the front, the tongue side and the cheek side of the teeth. And you just pass it upper and lower at the same time. And it flosses it in about 10 seconds. Very, very cool. So I have to ask you, like, do you have a dental background? I mean, how did you know that this does what it needs to do as far as removing plaque, etc.
So I have a background in creating mechanical devices. And when I realized that, you know, there has to be a way to make something that can floss all your teeth for you, I started reading periodontal textbooks. And very early on, I consulted dentists and dental researchers that I either knew or befriended. And water flossing has been around for decades, and there's tons of published research showing that this is more effective than string. It can get into smaller places than string. It can get, instead of just between each tooth, it can actually floss all the way around each tooth. It can get deeper into the gums, because one of the things you're trying to do with floss that you can't do with brushing is get underneath the gum line, and that's what it's about. And so water flossing is a wonderful solution for many. Not only is it more effective, but it can also be used if you have braces. But the problem with water flossing is that the number one complaint people have about flossing is that it takes too long. And water flossing devices, as they currently can, take that number one complaint and they make it worse. So you take something that has so much potential to give you a better floss, and you make it take longer than flossing. So you take something that, you know, you take the number one complaint people have about flossing and you make it worse. So with InstaFloss, what we did is we used multiple jets to be able to floss many areas of your teeth at once, and it aims it for you. The jets are most effective in water flossing if they're at 90 degrees to your gum line. That gets deeper into the gums, and it's the most effective. But try doing that on the inside of your tooth. You have one jet. You're like, I'm trying to get here. You're going to cause a big mess. You're going to take forever. And it's going to be hard to do correctly. And you're going to miss areas. So with InstaFloss, if you see the shape, it goes around the inside and around the tops and bottoms of your teeth. It gets 90 degrees on both sides, so it never misses any area. It always aims correctly, and it can be done in a fraction of a time with no aiming. So it's automatic, and you never miss, and there's no mess.
So Eli, you say it's 10 seconds, but how much water is actually available if you wanted to do more than 10 seconds, or you can't do more than 10 seconds?
I don't recommend that you do more than 10 seconds. 10 seconds is not like flossing, 10 seconds with InstaFloss is not like 10 seconds flossing with string or with a one jet manual water flosser. There are many, many jets, and each 10 seconds is like a 2 minute floss. If you start brushing your teeth for, you know, 6 minutes at a time, or you start flossing for 10 minutes at a time, you are going to be over flossing or over brushing. And I mean, I guess technically you can use InstaFloss as many times as you like. There's no way we can stop you, but please don't.
how much is this going to be? How much is an InstaFloss?
So it will be $179 retail. Currently, we're doing a Kickstarter campaign where people can get it for the cheapest price it will ever be. And the reason we do that is very simple. The manufacturing costs are something that are large upfront costs. And so with our Kickstarter backers, what we like to do is we like to make pretty much no money on it, but be able to get a first initial order with the manufacturers in order to be able to order as many pieces at once. And this helps us get into production. And that's why it's called Kickstarter, because it helps kickstart the manufacturing process. So
I have two questions that people asked me to ask you when I told them that I knew who you were and what we were doing. One is, why did you pick Kickstarter? And did you do any promotion to get the kind of attention that you got on Kickstarter? I mean, did you like send out a whole bunch of promotions, or it was just anybody that goes on Kickstarter, you know, viewed the InstaFloss?
Right. So we pick Kickstarter because it's a community of people who, when they see something awesome, they want it to come into the world, and they're willing to, you know, wait a few months for it to happen in exchange for, one, getting the lowest price possible, and two, making the gadget of their dreams come to life. We have had a website where we talked about InstaFloss for quite some time before Kickstarter. So we said, hey, this is our invention. This is what we're doing. Here's the research that we're doing. Stay up to date. And we would even send regular emails to people who ever came to our site and subscribed about, hey, we're thinking about making it look like this, or we want this feature, or tell us about it. We've received thousands of emails about it over the years. And based on that, we've built a community of people on our website. And so when we launched, everyone who had subscribed to us immediately went to Kickstarter. We raised more money than any dental product has in a single day.
Tell us with those numbers, what you asked for and what you got.
So we have had enough funding prior to Kickstarter to do the research, build the prototypes, get the molds. What we didn't have was the first production run, so we only needed $20,000 more in order to put the first order in, and we raised $350,000 within the first 20.
Wow,
that's amazing. Wow.
So how much will it cost on Kick? I know you said it's $179 in the future for both in retail, but what's it costing for people who are going your Kickstarter page?
Right now it's $120 on Kickstarter, so you'll save $60.
And like the flossers we've known in the past, the water flossers of the past, you put there's a reservoir of water, you fill up, it works off of that. Does the head change on it, or the head stays forever, or is there a cleaning thing for the head, or how does that work?
So the mouthpieces are interchangeable. So you can have one device in your bathroom, and you, your partner, your children, your roommates, you know, whoever, you can all just switch out the mouthpiece. You can each have your own individual mouthpiece. We recommend that you change it every 3 months, like your toothbrush head as well. And but you could use the motor that takes the water from the reservoir and puts it through the mouthpiece. That everybody can share.
Steve, I think this is a good time for our sponsor.
Absolutely. So this is a great invention, but there are other great inventions out there. And one of them is right here. This is the Handle Stick. And Handle is our sponsor. Lying on the Beach OC is powered by Handle. So we always say a big thank you. What this is that you can actually attach it to your phone or your favorite phone case, like Lois has done right there. She's giving us the demo. And what's great about it is it's a great way to grab and hold onto your phone. So it's sort of like hands-free, but also you can stand it up so that it can be a kickstand so that you can keep your phone vertical or horizontal. And it's just, but not only that, it looks cool. It comes in like 40 plus different designs, including Lois has that red. I'm holding up two different kinds of grays and blacks here, but there's lots of wild colors. And now there's a new thing coming out in the Handle Stick. This is not so, you can now customize it. You can put your favorite team logo, your business logo. If you're a huge InstaFloss fan, you can put your InstaFloss logo right on your Handle Stick. So you can do anything you want. So whatever you love, you can put on your Handle Stick, so it'll be on your phone. You can see it all the time. Plus people can say to you, hey, what is that? So if you have the Gadget Nation logo, you can say, Gadget Nation, it's a great book I read. And it starts a great conversation. So Handle Stick has now gone to the next level where you can customize your Handle Stick experience. And the best part about all this, and I hope David's paying attention and he unmutes himself, the starting price for Handle Stick is how much, David? How much does it cost?
$10.
That's right. Just $10. And you too can have a Handle Stick. Where do you find out more? You go to handlenewyork.com. That's handlenewyork.com. You do that and you too can be part of the very exclusive Handle Stick Club. So I hope you all join. That's that. Now let's go back to from one innovation to another innovation. Eli, so the response has been huge. What about, right? You must be filling out retailers and whatnot. Is it going to be easy to get this place distributed once you're finished with crowdfunding?
We believe it most likely would be. Right now, we are not in talks with retailers because we are still need to do our first production run. So that's something that we're going to do next. Although before we even touch retailers, the very first thing that we're going to do is go to dentists because we believe ultimately your decision on what to use for your teeth will be informed by your dentist who you see twice a year. So we think before we even go to the store where you know you're going to find out about it, we're going to go to the person you trust and we're going to present them with our research and show them why you know water flossing dentists have been recommending for decades. But now there's a water floss that people would actually want to use. So I think that will be very exciting for dentists. And once we show them the research that we've done and the product that's available, I think that'll be very easy for us to go to stores.
Eli, when will the product be available? If I want to buy it, mm-hmm. how many more months do I have to wait to get this?
So we will be shipping in December. That number is based on, I've made multiple products before. I've been through the molding process. I've been through, you know, the pilot production, the mass manufacturing. So based off of what I expected to be and then doubling it, because there's always things that go wrong, that's how we got the number for December. So, I mean, it could be earlier if everything goes perfect, but nothing ever goes perfect. You always find that this process and the manufacturing people weren't paying attention and it's not coming exactly as you expect. So we gave it an extra 3 months to anticipate any things that we didn't anticipate. And December will be our shipping date.
Eli, are you going to go to like the ADA, the American Dental Association, or a dental school to try and get some kind of endorsement or some research study of it, like through a periodontist or whatnot? Is that going to be part of the process of launching it?
Yeah, absolutely. And it has to be. So in order to get ADA acceptance, you have to have your studies replicated by two neutral third parties. And because it's the American Dental Association, they have to be American neutral third parties. And that's a very expensive process. It's like $50,000 per study and then a $30,000 application. So that will be where a large chunk of the Kickstarter money will be going for. So far, we've based our design on the decades of research that have come prior to us and then the research we've done ourselves. However, we can't use the research that we've done for ADA acceptance. And so the very next step is to say, hey, these studies that we did had tremendous results. We were, you know, we had better results than string floss. We had better results than manual mm-hmm. water flossers. Now we want you to do the studies that we did. And once they do, it should be fairly simple to get ADA approval.
Eli, what about the exposure from now till December is a lifetime. What if other companies come around and they try to duplicate what you have?
Well, we are patented. So if they try to duplicate what we have, that will be...
You'll become very rich.
Pardon?
You'll become very rich.
Yes, exactly. It will just take a few months, but that would be just putting money in our pocket because we'd be able to get treble damages from them. And if people come out with anything else, I would love to see something that is better than a automatic floss in 10 seconds.
I saw a company that has a brushing system that's similar to this. It does top and bottom at the same time. You kind of like bite on it and it brushes all your teeth. Have you seen that product? It kind of seems like you guys have a marriage there. Is that anything?
So there are a lot of quicker toothbrushes out there. There's so many, I can't even keep track of them. Yeah. And they kind of followed, the AMA brush was the first, but the AMA brush ended up not coming to market because sometimes there's a big difference between what you can 3D print and what you can mass manufacture, which is why we designed InstaFloss from day one for mass manufacturing, because we've been through this process before. As far as the other toothbrushes go, though, I can't speak for them. I know that certainly some of them don't work. I've bought a few of them. Hopefully some do. I really hope that some do, because I think if you do have a device that can make sure you never miss any spot and it does it correctly, that'd be great, because most people don't brush correctly. And certainly most people, even if they remember to floss, they don't floss correctly, which is why it's sometimes hard to get good results when you floss yourself. And that's one of the problems we're trying to solve with InstaFloss.
Eli, do you recommend flossing first or brushing first?
Flossing first.
You do?
That's yeah. The correct answer.
Yeah.
I do the opposite.
That's the wrong answer.
Ultimately, your teeth are up to you, but you only need to floss the ones you want to keep.
Oh. Okay.
So good advice. David, I think it's important for you now to contribute. You've heard all of this. You've heard the discussion. What are your thoughts about the InstaFloss?
Oh, I love it. Because as soon as I saw the video, I'm like, whoa, it actually shoots out the water from the top and the bottom. And I'm like, wow, that's going to save me a lot of time. Because I hate using string floss. And the water floss, because I personally own a water floss. And it's time consuming, and I feel like this invention by Eli will definitely cut my time in half.
And you see now what Lois and I have to say really is unimportant. The fact that David loves the product means you, Eli, are going to make a ton of money. So
that's right.
He's your audience right there. I'm confident. Everyone invest in Eli, because this is going to go far. David said so. There's nothing else to think about here. I think we're good. Lois, anything else you want to add?
I'm good. As long maybe we should ask Eli. Is there any other question we should have asked you that you want to insert here?
I think the only thing that I would insert here would be the importance of flossing. Number one, flossing is related to many, many other diseases and ailments that people have. Inflammation anywhere in your body contributes to inflammation everywhere in your body. It's a feedback loop. And so if you can fight inflammation in the gateway to your body, you will definitely be doing a service to the rest of your body. It goes more than just having nice looking teeth. You know, it's related to blood pressure, weight gain, Alzheimer's, anything that joint pain, anything that inflammation influences, you want to fight it everywhere. So I just want to say flossing is important, and that if you invest in your teeth, you will be saving yourself health and you'll be saving yourself money in the long run.
And for our listeners who are potential investors, check out the Kickstarter, where you can be part of the process at the beginning, InstaFloss on Kickstarter. And of course, look for it in retail stores coming up in 2021. So Eli, thank you very much. We appreciate it. I think we're set, correct? Is this, do I get the thumbs up on that? Okay, good. Thumbs up. So once again, I'm Steve Greenberg with
Lois Whitman Hess.
And with David, do your part.
David Yevis.
Okay, and our guest Eli, and we have all been lying on the beach on camera. So long, everybody.